Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to Doncic. Doncic pulls up, three-pointer.
Final hour, fist pump time on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thank y'all for being Tolos. That stands for turn it on, leave it on, as we try to finish up the week strong on DFW Sports Station. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Bell, along with Peyton and Rye Rye in the back. Sunday at 2:30, we start game one of the Western Conference Series again between your Dallas Mavericks and the LA Clippers. If you want to give your predictions on the DNM Leasing Hotline, you can at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Same exact number to text it on the Franco & Franco Injury Attorney Hotline. Who in how many and why? Raph, let's start with you.
Well, my gambling ticket has Mavs at 5.
Oh, you bet it?
Oh, I bet it.
Ooh.
Mavs in 6 didn't give me good odds. I didn't care for the odds. I think it's probably more likely that it's Mavs in 6. But the odds, Mavs in 5 is like 6-1. Mavs in 6 is like 2.5, 3-1. And then Mavs in 7 is back up to 6-1. So I took Mavs in 5 and Mavs in 7. But I think it'll wind up being 6, but I'll go with Mavs in 5. I think there's no doubt the better team. And Vegas says the same. They're the favorites in the series despite not having home court. Now, it's not a huge favorite. It's like minus 135 to, you know, plus 120. It would not stun me, obviously, if they lose, but I do think they're the team to beat. And this is regardless of whether or not Kawhi is playing or not. I just think they're the better team. So, Mavs at 5. There you go.
It's going to be the, I feel like this is the default pick, so I feel boring even saying it, but like it just feels like a Mavs in 6 series to me. Like that they have been the better team. Now, there was a stretch here I saw earlier this week. There was a stretch from mid-November to early February, I think it was, where the Clippers were the best team in basketball. Record-wise, offensive rating, defensive rating, everything else. They went 31-8 during that stretch. And they, to close out the season, they really kind of sputtered. And you've got the Kawhi Leonard knee issue or question. You've got, in recent weeks, James Harden struggling with a foot injury. Ty Lue was asked a couple weeks ago, like, what's your team's identity? I read this quote, and he had said, I think our identity is that we're soft.
Damn!
And so, I mean, he's not afraid to push buttons. He's not afraid to change up lineups. He did it to them, you know, in the last series that they played a couple years ago. He's done it throughout this season where he's tried different mixes and matches. He's not afraid to challenge his own thinking. But so I am concerned going up against them just as an opponent, but I do think the way Dallas is playing right now and just how sloppy and disoriented the Clippers looked at the end of the season, I think this sets up really well for the Mavericks.
So you're going 6?
Mavs in 6.
Pepe?
I'll go one up like we've been doing. I'll go Mavs in 7. I think it's going to be a dogfight. I think the way the Mavericks have played over the last month or so, the season carries over. The Kawhi injury is obviously a big thing to deal with, but I mean, just it's the Mavericks postseason right here with Kyrie and Luka. I think they finally figured it out. Mavs in 7.
I do not think it's a dogfight. The safe, easy answer is Mavs in six. If I had any guts, I would say Mavs in five. So I'll say Mavs in six. No, but this isn't even a tough call for me. I basically feel the exact same as Choppy. You got the Kawhi injury thing lingering. But aside from that, Mavs are red hot. There are people who just don't think that the Clippers are that athletic putting the ball on the ground, that they're not that great defensively. And all the momentum is towards the Mavericks. If they were starting off at home, I'd say Mavs in five. But I'll probably end up saying Mavs in six. But if they win this in five games, I will not be surprised whatsoever at all. And we move on to round two. Yes, get them in with your predictions at 877-881-1053.
By the way, round two is Mavs in six over the Thunder.
Oh, you're already making that pick.
I'm already making that pick.
Man, Ruben. Someone got Ruben, our producer, Thunder fan, side-eyeing you yesterday when you were naming all the reasons why the Oklahoma City Thunder would not make it far this year.
Yeah, I mean, look, it wouldn't surprise me.
You've been crapping. I like your NBA hot takes that you've been making. You've been crapping on Denver, too. Like, the other night in your prep email, you were sprinkling in some anti-Denver stuff. I don't know whether you're just trying to be right with your preseason Jokic take, which was hideously wrong.
Oh, boy, was I wrong.
Really wrong.
Oh, man.
As it made sense that he was partying.
He was partying. He was worried about his horses. He was, you know, when was he working out?
Yeah, and now he's going to win the MVP. But I don't know if this is a Jokic makeup, but you've been sprinkling in some anti-Denver takes. You have the anti-OKC, the strong Mavericks. You're coming up with hot takes.
Well, listen, I mean, prior to last year with Denver, what was everybody saying? You can't trust them. They're never going to win. They don't win in the playoffs.
And they didn't have a second true star, and then Jamal Murray shut that up.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's been there.
Yeah.
You know, so he's been there. But, like, it was always you can't trust him, you can't trust him. And now all of a sudden they go on one cute little playoff run, and now they can't be beat? Like, that's just, I don't know. It just seems like we flipped a switch on them real quick.
You think the Lakers can get them?
I don't think so. I mean,
now look, to be fair, the Lakers lost all those games last year pretty much in the clutch, like in the final minutes. It was close.
Yeah.
And then Jamal Murray was the best player on the floor, or Jokic, or someone else. But some of those games were close before Denver ended up sweeping them. Kenneth in Dallas. Kenneth, what is your Mavs Clips prediction? You're live on the Fan.
I think that the Dallas Mavericks should have a Cinderella stamped on their name, but they're really not Cinderella. They really got the talent. So I take the Mavericks in five.
Mm. Okay.
There's a lot of Mavs in five on the Fan text. Mavs in six, Mavs in five. And this may surprise you. There's not a lot of Clippers picks on here.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Sean. No, we got Mavs in four from Matolo in Arkansas, 479. Mavs in three, Clippers quit the series before game four. Mavs in four, Mavs in five. A lot of Mavs in four, actually, now. There's a lot of sweep talk coming in here, which, hey, I'd love. I'd love a sweep. I'd love to. That would be the first step in the Luka legacy crescendo here, would be go ahead, take care of the Clippers early round, take out hot OKC, take out Denver in the West Finals, and then whoever in the East.
Oh, you want to finish up your anti-Denver and Thunder take?
Yeah, and then, you know, so, like, I just look at Denver as like a team that we completely flipped on. Like, we went from they can't win to now they can't lose, they can't lose. And I just, it's like,
did we keep saying they can't win, they
yes.
can't win?
They were, I don't think they were the Bills or the Ravens. Like, I don't think we talked about them like that.
Oh, they were exactly the Ravens. Really? They were always the Jokic is soft, the Euro thing. I mean, you can't win, all that crap.
That must have been your BetQL show.
Maybe it was. In terms of the Thunder, we've always talked that young teams don't win in the playoffs. And not even just young teams, teams that really haven't been there before. So I went and looked at some other teams that are comparable to the Thunder.
Well.
Okay. 1994, Orlando was a 50-win team. They had 13 guys in their roster that had fewer than 4 years' experience. Very similar to the Thunder. They get swept by a veteran Indiana team. 1995, they go to the NBA Finals. Right? There's their growing pain. The 2010 Thunder, 50-win team. They lose in the first round. That was like their first time making the playoffs in Oklahoma City, right? They had Durant. They get him in Seattle the first year, making the playoffs in OKC. The next year, they go to the conference finals. And then the following year, they go to the NBA finals. There's their growing pain. The only team in basically the last 50 years that makes the playoffs for the first time with a young roster. And I'm not talking about like a super team that gets built like the Heat, the Heatles, not like that. But you go from you draft, you develop, you get to the playoffs, and then you advance. The only team that's last 50 years that really ever made any kind of noise was Portland in 1977 with Bill Walton, who had never made the playoffs before in the history of their franchise, and they win the NBA Finals that year. But what did it take? I mean, Bill Walton was, at the time, first year in, really, and he was, like, already a legend, right? Already a legendary player. Very, very early on in his career.
So
that's what it takes.
So one-third of all the young teams end up winning the finals is what I just heard.
I wouldn't look at one-third. I mean, there was more teams that were examples, but not were, like, as highly seeded as OKC.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's also, they are, look, I think their youth is going to burn them. I think that they're, you know, I don't think it's just so easy to write it off as like, book it, Mavs beat them because the Mavs are older. I would probably lean Mavericks right now, but I would not be surprised at all if the Thunder beat them in like five or something. That's a really good basketball team.
All right, Thunder beat who, the Mavs?
Yeah.
Oh.
In five.
I'm not saying that would be. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
Put the following upsets in order. Most likely, least likely to happen at 877-881-1053. Okay? I'm going to give you four other series.
All right.
Knicks, Sixers. Pacers, Bucks. Kings, OKC. Phoenix, Wolves. One, two, three, four.
By the way, the Phoenix Wolves, they have three players in the series who average over 28 in the playoffs.
Like combined?
Yeah, each so Booker, KD, and Edwards average over that's an offensive series.
By most likely to least. Okay, then Pacers, Bucks, Sixers, Knicks.
Yeah, and what's Giannis's status?
That's part of the question. Yeah. That's the fun in the question.
And then
Sack, OKC last, you're going to put.
Yeah, and then Suns, Timberwolves, I guess. But I mean, to me, the Eastern Conference series are much more ripe for that. Especially, like, you know, the 76ers, like, Embiid, like, being available, like, them getting healthy at the right time. That's not a standard seven seed, I don't feel like. And then, I mean, look, Doc Rivers said he wouldn't wish this situation on anybody, the Milwaukee Bucks being that talented. And he was right, because Doc Rivers finished two games under 500 from the stretch that he started coaching. So,
Stephen A., I think, was talking about just Dame being miserable there. Like, he did not want to be there.
And there's so much
all of his friends are in Portland, he said.
There's so much that...
Fly him out, bro. That's why they have posses.
Yeah.
There's so much that Rick Carlisle got dogged here for, like, on his way out the door. To me, though, he is, like, if you're talking about chess match over the course of a series, I'm going to think Rick Carlisle is going to give you a ton to handle. And so I think the Pacers have a great shot.
Chop?
Pacers are the first. I think I'm going to mirror Bobby there. I don't think the Knicks will lose to Philly, but comparatively speaking, I think
unfortunate for the Knicks. Like, it was the Embiid drop. That's unfortunate for them.
Yeah, I kind of like Phoenix to beat Minnesota. Kind of, but, I mean, it's not going to surprise me if Minnesota wins.
Minnesota weathered Cat being out pretty effective.
The weather doesn't matter. It's indoor.
Yeah,
sport.
That's true. Yeah. But they did. A lot of people were quickly just like, oh, well, that Minnesota's going to fall to, like, six now. And, I mean, they maintained. Yeah, they played they well did. The entire time.
877-881-1053. So basically, Mavs sweep, Mavs in five, maybe Mavs in six. Everyone on the morning show taking the Dallas Mavericks to win. And of course, that is going to start off Sunday at 2:30. What did you think of Jack Leiter's debut? Bobby has some dating advice for you this weekend, and we'll crosstalk who's going to lead it with Mike Bacsik on an airplane. That's all next right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Laita comes to the set of the belt. 1-1. Jonas swings here, and that's hammered to right field. If it hangs, it's gone. That one is out of here. Just above the 7-foot wall, Jonah Heim pulls a home run to give the Rangers a 4-0 lead.
Jonah with a 6-game hit streak. Marcus Semien coming up huge yesterday. That game had enough in it to make up for, like, the previous three or four snoozers. Mm-hmm. Rangers beat the Tigers to win the series 9-7 in Detroit on this radio station. And more baseball this evening. If and when you cannot access or watch Apple TV, you go ahead and listen to 105 Through the Fan for Rangers Braves. Jack Leiter with the debut. One word to describe it.
Oh, roller coaster. Is that one word?
I don't know. Is there a dash in that?
Is there a dash in a roller coaster, or is it one word?
I'm expected, I guess, ultimately. Because, I mean, yeah, you saw flashes of it, but in reality, like, you saw, okay, yeah, that's still a flawed pitching prospect that's still coming along, and he's trying to develop and grow. So, regardless of the levels of excitement, because we were all excited about him debuting and there were exciting moments within it. Ultimately, that's probably a realistic expectation of what it was going to look like.
Yeah, I'm seeing roller coasters separated and together. I hate when the internet does that. Just give me an answer.
It's like canceled versus canceled. How do you spell it?
What?
1L.
C-A-N-C-E-L-L-E-D?
2L.
See, you guys just spelled it differently.
Yeah, and it's 2 L's.
But if you Google it, I think it's both.
Bobby?
Merriam-Webster says it's a dash, by the way.
Oh, it is?
That's what Merriam-Webster says. But Britannica says it's two words.
So. Canceled. 1L or 2?
One.
2. All right. So there it is.
Canceled is the past tense of the... So
we have
Americans,
our next Sherbert debate.
Americans use 2L. I'm sorry, 1L. And in England, they use 2 L's.
Well, they're smarter over there, so they're right.
Oh, wow.
They're more proper.
Look at that. I bet they say sherbet.
Well, so the old joke
who created
is that,
the language?
The old joke is that we gave them the set. That's the second L they took from us.
Freedom, baby.
That's right, baby. Freedom.
I did not know that people spelled it with 1 L. I had no idea. Pepe, one word for Leiter. Canceled.
Ugh. Ugh, really disappointing.
Ugh?
Yeah, ugh is a word. Just because he had been doing
is
so...
Is it not
Ugh? Ugh,
U-G-H. You know, I think you got to go ugh.
I see U-G-H, I think ugh.
Yeah, I mean, he had been doing so well in the minors leading up to this, and I had high expectations. I bought into the Jack Leiter hype, and it was rather disappointing.
This is Leiter. After, and he was disappointed at the end. Bassick was on TV going, I know that didn't feeling all too well. I absolutely know that. Here was Jack after the start.
A lot of frustration. I know I'm better, and I need to be better, and I will be better. And that's kind of the frustration, is some pitches that I left on the table and some mistakes that I made. Just a lot of, like, feeling frustrated. And obviously, bullpen's wearing it, and I didn't help the cause. So I felt bad that I did that to those guys, but I just wish I did a better job keeping the team with a favorable lead. Eight runs shouldn't be that close of a game.
Choppy, have the Braves reached the level of absolute must-see TV for you?
Must-see TV?
Yep.
No, they haven't. Dodgers are. But, I mean, look, when you're going to watch an out-of-market team, I think there's two things that have to play. Like, you either have to have some kind of affinity to that team, or they've got to have stars. And the Braves have stars. They do. But the Dodgers have stars, right? It's like they come to town and they bring, I mean, they bring a following.
Yeah.
You know, it's an event. It's an event when the Dodgers show up. It used to be an event when the Yankees show up. I don't know if it is still. I mean, maybe now this year. We haven't seen them, obviously. But it used to be an event. When the Red Sox came to town, it was an event, right? Oh, man, here they are. I don't feel that way with Atlanta. I do feel like that with the Dodgers. So, no, I would not say they're must-see TV.
I think Atlanta's pretty. They bring a pretty sizable following with
them.
They
have a good fan base.
Everywhere
so no
that
doubt.
They go.
No, but he's talking about star power.
No, I know. And I'm thinking, like, I mean, right it's now, Acuna. Like, it's Acuna. I mean, Spencer Strider's a pretty big star.
No, he's
hurt
not there.
Right now. I know he's hurt right now. But I'm saying, like, overall as, like, a brand that they've had recently, like, he's a pretty big. I mean, if Chris Sale remains healthy, that's a big name. I mean, it's a big name still.
I'll tell you, Spencer
Strider. Broke name.
It is a broke name.
I thought that dude's got a dumpy, man. Holy cow.
Who?
Spencer Strider.
An ass?
Oh, big time. Huge butt. Big butt.
Fit made for your shirt? Like, is it worthy of your shirt yesterday?
Oh. Yeah.
He doesn't even
know.
Yeah,
it is. It is worthy of my shirt. Now, I wouldn't put the same kind of underwears on them, but yeah.
All right, Bob, let's give some dating advice that people should keep in mind for this weekend, Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah, so society has apparently shifted a little bit, I guess, in their dating habits. Right now, it's the letters we're looking at. It's all about EQ rather than TNA. That's what they're worried about, is the emotional intelligence, according to one study that's out there. This is from SciPost last week, that intelligence and kindness are the most valued traits in romantic partners. The study, which was conducted in Brazil and published in Archives of Sexual Behavior, not only sheds light on the universal nature of these preferences, but also highlights the subtle nuances about gender dynamics and partner choice and how people approach things. But overall, it says that the most important thing to people in the dating realm right now is they rank intelligence and kindness up there. And I
overlooks.
Yes. And that's what I look at this. I say, this is somebody who, when they were being interviewed, was like, I can't seem like a bad person.
Yeah. No, this is a lie, because most people date now off of apps. And you cannot put kindness number one. It has to, everybody swipes based on looks.
Mm.
Nobody swipe. Then maybe you swipe based on.
But we've been. You've never been on an app.
That's true.
We've all been out of this except for Peyton for a long time.
How many times do you swipe not based on look? Now they have a catchy. Can you see their profile like a blurb? Don't you write a blurb?
Yeah, they have like a bio, but
if they've got a cool, funny bio, I think that's like you could do that, but. Most people swipe.
I don't read
looks,
the bios. Right? I never read the bios.
Of course not. You're a man.
Yeah, until after I swipe.
What? I mean, just because he's a man, Aaron Rodgers reads. Remember?
And he's single.
Yeah, that's true. Now, if we're talking about, obviously, like I said, I think this is you're sitting here getting questioned. You don't want to sound superficial. Like I think that kicks into somebody's head, and they go, let me list some stuff that's not looks right away, and that's how it comes up. But outside of looks, and I mean, obviously. The hottest person in the world with an S personality is going to be a turnoff. So that does matter. Yeah. In fact, but outside of the looks, what was like the next on your checklist of like, I want a girl to have this. I want her to be like this.
Whoa. I'm kidding. I'm joking around. Look, you want someone that has a good heart. You know what I mean? A good person, kind, thoughtful, unselfish, fun. Like, are we going to be able to, are we going out Friday and Saturdays? Or you want to go ahead and be a lame-o inside the house? You want to cut it loose? Can you hang out with my other friends? You're going to deal with my work schedule? These were all the things on the checklist. And I showed her too. Yeah. I would go to like the third date. And I would just go like this. I'd hold it up and say, "You got a star today. Well, there you go. You got to check this today, dear.
A little star in the top right corner.
You only got six more.
You give her
six
a, more. She to... have a punch card. You're like, all right, give me your punch card. You hit it. You're like, good job. You get to 10.
You get a free slushie.
You get some.
Yeah.
I think it's like a free slushie.
No joke intended from my peeps.
I really like, can you control a room? Like, can you walk into a party or whatever and be totally fine? And be able to handle it on your own and not be looking over where is it, what are they doing? Like, you know, can you like.
You mean like independent?
Yeah, independent, but like, can you control a room? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Depends if Troitman's in there. Then she loses control.
Then she loses control.
I don't know. The ones that pop into mind for me a lot when I was dating and what I found with Kristen, I think we're like, it's. I want somebody, obviously, who like loyalty is going to be a big thing with me. Like, don't. Like, I don't want you being somebody who's...
How are you going to test her loyalty?
No, not test it. I mean, just, like, I think there are traits that you can see, whether it be in...
Like, while dating.
Not loyalty, like, loyalty in terms of, like, cheating or infidelity or whatever else, but more like loyalty, like, how committed to this are you, really? Like are you half in, half out? Like, I don't want that kind of a thing. I want somebody who's going to be as low on drama as possible. Yeah.
No games.
Low on drama
no
as
games,
possible.
No games.
Games suck.
Yeah.
But in general, to me, it's like, give me somebody who's like you said, a good person.
I'll give you a perfect example of all this. I think this encapsulates everything. When Amanda and I were dating, I was waiting for her to get off work, and I was at the bar, and there was like these two women who, if my wife knew me, it was clear I was not ever going to date these women. Okay. They were not my dating circle.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting there with like these cotton candy martinis. And I was like, wowed by these bubbles and these drinks blowing up and smoking and misting. And I was like sitting there laughing with them, joking over it. And like, she got like a little perturbed. Like, mm-hmm. What are you doing? Like, are you sitting there? You want to sit there and talk to them and da da da. And we went to this restaurant afterwards, after we got off work, we went to dinner, and she would tell you this exact story. And finally, we're bickering back and forth over this, and I'm like, stop being dumb. This is ridiculous. This is stupid. Oh, these are my feelings. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not someone who validates feelings if they're dumb. If they're dumb, they're dumb. I don't care that they're your feelings. And finally, I like stopped.
F your feelings.
I stopped everything down, and I think you can only make this statement and have this conversation when you're old, like me and her were. And I was like, look. I'm not joking around or effing around here. Like, I'm trying to, like, get married to someone, okay?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the end. I don't have another date tomorrow. Like, enough with all the BS. Let's not have stupid fights over cotton candy martinis. And she was like, okay, that's when I knew that you were serious. And no games, but that doesn't happen at 26 versus 36. I don't think.
Oh, it's a lot. There's a lot of age.
You both know, like, all right, like, the end of the road's coming soon.
Yeah.
Like, We're both on the same page.
I don't want to have to read your mind. I'm going to get in my head enough as it is and try to read things that I don't need any additional cloudiness.
So the next time we're out, someone play a prank and buy her a cotton candy martini and see what happens.
What's the age gap?
See if it triggers her.
5-6 years age gap?
It's like 3.
Oh. Okay.
We're geriatric, baby. About to be geriatric parents again.
Hey, careful. That'll get you banned on the fan text if you say that.
Geriatric?
Yeah, no.
Why?
It's an inside joke for you that you've forgotten already, I guess.
I have forgotten it. I was thinking of Gavin Dawson.
Well, he's the elder statesman.
What were you about? And you will be soon, too.
I know.
Oh my! Are you gonna have one more?
One more child?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would.
He hasn't been told yet.
It's not up to me. It's not up to me. I will. I absolutely would.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
But and you would welcome a girl? Or would you do your technique to ensure you get a boy?
Listen. I produce male heirs, okay? All right. I produce male heirs.
To debt.
Heirs to debt. I produce male heirs.
Who's gonna run crosstalk? Pay, if you're up to it. If you're up to it, it can be all you with Mikey Bassick on the road. I don't know if Corey Majors would support that. Let's find out. Crosstalk with KNC after this.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now and then she rereads the manuscript. That's right, Corey. It's my crosstalk here. No, yeah! Mike Bassett to screw it up. I'm leading off with Taylor Swift. Kevin, Corey, thanks for joining us. Crosstalk time. Your thoughts on the album so far, Kevin?
Love it. Oh.
So I just found out about 15 minutes ago, maybe 30 minutes ago from Corey, that this was out, and then Bobby told me y'all had been playing cuts. So I'm sorry, I'm not up to date on this. When did it? It came out in the middle of the night.
2 a.m.
Why 2 a.m.?
Midnight West Coast.
Because nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
Can she get a drum?
She will.
In this album at all? I mean, gosh. Can I have a drum?
Yeah. Anything. Your number
the Swifties
complaint?
Don't want that. The Swifties don't want that, RJ.
It's like, it sounds like, it's just, this is piano playing the entire time.
This will be the next, this will be the song that replaces the one they're running right now of all the, like, sad injured dogs that you can donate to take
Sarah McLachlan?
Oh, yeah.
Turn it up. Turn it up real quick.
This has got big time like, Billie Eilish vibes, yeah, this whole album.
Bruiser is a boxer in Baltimore. He was left abandoned on the streets.
Is it John Smoltz's dog that he
oh my god. Got.
And then like slow cuts of like just like the dog looking sad and it's gonna have this.
Let me ask you
this.
Can you play this in Chechnya?
Instead of that,
it's too slow, I think.
Would you put all of her ex-boyfriends looking sad? And being this is, I don't know.
Here are all the people that were
last year.
Here are all the people that were victimized by this emotional vulture who turned them into content.
I love it. This is what all great artists inspired by something.
Thank you. Heartbreak. Relationships. Yes,
something out there. I mean, why would Van Gogh cut off his ear?
Yeah, but Van Gogh didn't say, like, I need a new thing. Let me go sabotage something so I can cut my ear off. That'll get the people.
You don't
talking.
Know that. He's dead before you.
This song sucks. It's like, so,
oh, no.
So far, man, I'm not feeling this chop. So,
have you heard the whole album?
I will say this, though.
We played four songs
this
morning.
Sean, have you looked outside this morning?
Yeah, there's a window right there.
Traffic's been pretty light all morning, right? I feel like people always pay attention to traffic.
Yeah, listen to the album.
It's because they stayed up late last night, listen to the album, and they're waking up late going to work this morning.
We're the hardest working city.
Yeah.
Hardest working state.
We are. Absolutely. Damn, right. Do you have the song Thank You, Amy?
Amy? Yeah,
Amy?
I had it.
Amy?
It cusses in there. Yeah, that's the one about Kardashian.
She does?
That's about Kim Kardashian. So if you look at
it,
the title of the song, it's all lowercase except the letters K-I-M.
Who's Kim?
Kardashian. I told you this earlier. You were not listening. God,
Kevin. Yeah, Kevin, you idiot.
Evidently, she has a
Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian friends because they both dislike Kanye?
No, they're enemies because Kim backed Kanye throughout that whole
dispute.
Yeah,
so Kim released a phone call from Swift.
Oh, I kind of remember
claims
that
it was edited or something like that.
What? You mean Taylor Swift doesn't like other people airing dirty laundry? That's weird.
She keeps her side of the street clean.
I get what you're saying, Bobby.
That's what she said in one of her songs. You wouldn't know anything about that.
I wouldn't because I don't listen to it.
Yeah, there is a line in that song about, I'm so excited that your kids will be singing all the words to my song. And I think that's a pretty cool little dig.
Like, oh, man.
I've got your kids liking my music in your face.
Will your kids be all over this, Corey?
This morning I needed to go to the store to get some Dr. Pepper Zeros.
And, so good, dude.
Thank you. And
he didn't make it.
He did.
Adrian and Lucy were driving to school, so I said, hey, can I just ride with y'all and on the way back?
Yeah.
She sat in the front seat to sing songs with Adrian. So I listened to most of this album already. It's 31 songs on the
what?
On the big, like the big version, the deluxe version.
Why is it so damn long?
She's got a lot of poems, bro.
It's almost like it's easy vanilla prepackaged crap that you can turn out pretty easily, isn't it?
Let me ask you a question, Bobby. Because I've started to get to the bottom of your opinion here.
That he hates women?
I was just going to say Taylor Swift. I don't know about women in general. How long have you disliked Taylor Swift?
I don't know, like 10 years.
Okay.
Right about the time that she started hitting her peak.
Yeah, contrarian Bobby.
Yeah.
That's not contrarian. Was no, a great no, no, no,
album, man. Her country stuff was great too.
No, that's not. I can admit that there are some songs of hers that I enjoy.
She's not 1937 or whatever, you
know. That's right.
And don't talk to me about 1937 thought process when we just celebrated the Masters for a week. Now, I look at to me,
they just changed up like 15 years ago. It's not been that long for the Masters.
Changed up what?
Yeah, did they change up? Didn't they just let in their first woman member?
Who is it?
Annika,
our friend.
No,
she was the first.
Condoleezza Rice, right? Condoleezza Rice.
Oh yeah, that's probably true. One of the first. It hasn't been that long.
We saw Annika walking around yesterday, right? Was she out there? Yeah. And I asked Choppy, I was like, do you think I could beat her out here?
No. 1,000% no. 1,000% no.
I don't.
Not even if, you know what? Here's the thing. I would say, Bobby.
Could Choppy beat her?
You can putt from the edge of the.
If he plays from the same tees?
No.
No, you could putt from the edge of the green and she starts on the tees.
Are you thinking about it that you could beat Annika Swordstamp? You moron. You're an idiot.
You couldn't.
Not today. At my peak.
Which was?
But at your peak, wouldn't she be younger too and closer to her
peak? Yeah, what's her peak?
Okay, you're saying your peak versus her now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because
the answer is still no.
She's crafty. She's better.
Just the distance that I have.
More experience.
The distance advantage I would have.
Yeah, and then her short game would just destroy you.
Yes.
Sir, all these Scottie Scheffler's a better iron player than me, okay? That's it. I'm a top five iron player in the world.
In the world.
The world.
I still say this, though, Bobby. You
I don't know
can
who the
start
other three people on that list
on the green, the furthest area away from the cup.
That's the rules I gave him. I said you could, and he would not break 80.
And she could start on the tees, and she would still beat you.
I mean, somebody told me yesterday, they were like, even if it was just putting, that if it was just putting, you wouldn't break 80.
You'd bogey more holes than she.
That's what we should. Well, I'll let you tee up on the green, and I'll play regular, and I'll still beat you.
Can we stop talking about this as a waste of time? Peyton, take
it back. Taylor Swift.
Peyton, let's go ahead to Taylor Swift.
Kevin and Corey, one word to describe Jack Leiter's debut.
Stealing Sean's content. Wow, okay.
Disappointing.
Pick the Mavs after this. Pick Mavs Clippers.
Disappointing.
Tappened.
What?
What?
Tappened.
Tappened?
Well, he said one word. It
happened.
Happened.
It happened.
It happened.
Oh. Tappened.
Tappened. Because you said one word. So, yeah, it happened yesterday, and that's it. That. I would expect and anticipate him to go back to the minor leagues pretty quickly.
Whoa.
I feel like they're going to use him like Cody Bradford, and this was one of those stretches. If you listen to the pregame show yesterday, Matt Hicks is doing the interview with Bochy, and he he did ask him about, hey, do you expect him to have more of these? Is he going to be up for a while? And Boch wouldn't commit. Like, he just was like, well, you know, our pitching situation right now is what it is. We're kind of stretched out here. We needed to give this opportunity. And that's kind of what they did with Cody Bradford last year. So I would anticipate he got out there. I don't think whatever the success or failure was yesterday, it was going to change much of how they were going to use him, though.
But how long is Bradford going to be out?
Forever.
Oh, did you not notice that just then, Bobby?
No.
Big your head is.
Yeah, he set it up. Was that Reggie put it up there?
I'm not a rat.
Kevin, are you trading him already?
No.
No?
See, you made it this far. Might as well ride it out a little bit longer, right?
I will discuss a little more of that in C block, Peyton.
Well, you can't trade him. His value dropped after yesterday. So.
Okay, so if he'd have pitched well, you'd have been like, time to go.
Oh, yeah.
What did y'all think of what Bassick? Oh, you didn't get to hear it. Anyone want to recap what Bassick had to say on TV about Leiter versus what he's been saying on the radio about Leiter?
Oh, he thought it was just fantastic. Best pitcher ever, arguably.
No, going to have a fantastic future
long career. Very long.
What has he said about Leiter on y'all show?
That he'll be a reliever.
Oh.
And what has he said during the breaks?
That's on Sean's podcast, the commercial break.
The commercial break.
So,
man. Yeah, yesterday on TV, he's like, yeah, and you know, he's just going to have a long, you know, great, great long career. And I was texting the guys, like, look at this TV sellout. Look at this Bally sellout, Mike Bassick.
That is kind of sellout, isn't it?
It's definitely sellout. Yeah. And Bobby called it before. He's like, watch how glowing the praise is of Mike when it comes to Leiter.
Man, wouldn't you love to see him on the Mavs game then? Like when Dwight Powell's playing more? And see him be like, hey.
These are the type of guys you need to win.
Yeah, he's giving his all.
Yes.
Like that's all he
is. Athleticism, size, Dwight Powell has it all. Yeah, that's how it would go. 254 just texted and said, Bobby watches Handmaid's Tale and cheers for the dudes.
The Handmaid's Tale, that was the first good two seasons was pretty good.
Couldn't watch that show.
After
maybe nauseous.
After the spoiler alert, it was 10 years ago. After she said, no, I'm not going to leave this place.
Oh!
And she didn't get in the van. I'm like, all right, we're done here.
Okay, I just
save yourself.
I want to jump back a little bit.
It was 10 years ago, Corey.
I don't know.
They have vans on that show?
He just sort of sarcastically threw it out when he went, spoiler alert, it was 10 years ago, because he's upset that he wasn't allowed to spoil Curb Your Enthusiasm's finish from 2 weeks ago.
I'm not upset about that. I totally get it. I think you have I don't even know what the threshold is of time. You got a grace period. It's 2 weeks is not it. I need more time to spoil that.
6-7 months?
Dude.
Yeah, probably.
The night of the Star Wars, like the newer Star Wars movie we were on.
Captain
and
Kirk,
somebody started texting in spoilers that night.
You were in Star Wars?
No, I wasn't. That'd be awesome. I would totally be awesome. In Star Wars. But we were on air, and it was the premiere night, and people are texting in spoilers. I was like, this is messed up, man.
Did you read them?
That is sorry.
Not on air. Okay. We read them, and then I was like, I'm going to have to turn this off for the night. This isn't cool at all.
Block more people than Carter.
I don't know how to do that. I need to learn how to do that.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Sometimes I want to block people.
Boy, you like Caitlin Clark?
Was that Antonio Brown?
Yeah, it was.
Right.
What a piece of crap he is.
I know. And wasn't he still like...
Taylor Swift should write a song about him. Oh, that'll teach him.
You have to take it back. Taylor Swift.
But she will.
What's your favorite Taylor Swift song, Bobby?
Anti-Hero's a good song.
It is a good song.
How's that one go?
That's that... what is it?
It's me.
Yeah. She's laughing up at us from hell. That song.
I was really hoping you guys would all come together for that. That didn't really help.
No, Choppy knows.
I'm the problem, it's me.
Yeah, I mean, I know the song. But Choppy was in front of Tay-Tay before anyone.
I like Taylor. I like Taylor. My kids are not into it. Not into Taylor Swift at all. It's not raunchy enough. They are into NLE Choppa and Moneybag Yo. They're into all that. And I love it. It's great.
What do you think is the crossover of audience between Moneybag Yo and Taylor Swift?
This man right
me?
Here.
I'm it. I'm the crossover.
You're where
I'm the crossover.
The charts intersect. That's amazing. Because we were talking about it. I saw some headline on Yahoo and it said Taylor Swift releases new album. Israel bombs Iran and the NBA playoffs. And I was like, how many people care equally about those three things? They're like, I care the most about all of those.
See, I have Avery and Carter who they're like, hey, have you ever heard of Big X the Plug? And I'm like, all right, yeah. So I'm like, okay, so I got this. And then I got Lucy, who is Taylor Swift 1,000%. And whenever I put that on Disney and I'm like, all right, Lucy, here we go. She's in the living room just singing the concert. And I'm just like, this is the best. This is the coolest thing to see her. She knows all the words. She loves it. I can't think of anything better than seeing my daughter happy.
Corey, real quick, what's coming up on the program?
We got Stephen Jones joining us at noon today.
Oh, wow. Are you asking him my question? Did Bobby tell you?
No. I haven't told him yet. I'll tell him when we get off the air.
Oh.
Yeah, he got pissed at us last time.
Who? We got you.
Stephen.
For what?
That's not what I said.
I think we did a pretty good job of being bad cop and
you guys
cop.
Went viral? You went national?
That's what we do.
Question I have for you gets you even bigger.
Let's go. Bigger. I'm excited.
You have to
Jerry Payne had asked that one too, Sean.
Olive Garden?
Yeah.
Is Steven like that?
I don't know.
I got a question that I've been trying to get out there, but we'll discuss it off air. It's about Olive Garden.
The best midday show in the world.
Thank you.
KNC Masterpiece coming up next with Steven Jones on 105.3 The Fan.
Well done.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.